a wonderful golden thread that runs throughout the Scriptures is the Lord's wonderful statement, "I will be their God, and they shall be my people." I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
Welcome to Glimpses of Calvary, and thank you for joining us. Glimpses of Calvary is a radio ministry of Calvary Baptist Church in Findlay, Ohio. Join us now as our pastor, Gordon Dixon, opens the Word of God to us.
You take your Bibles once again and turn to Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20, verse 1. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Just a moment, we're going to pray. Would you pray with me throughout this morning service that we would all begin to comprehend and grasp in a new and fresh way what it means to have no other gods before Him. Shall we pray together? Lord, we honor You and exalt You as the unique and perfect One in whom all things have their source and support and existence. We honor You and praise You, Lord, for the majesty of Your holiness. You are the holy God, the Lord God, the self-existing One. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, as we examine these Ten Commandments, as we work through them diligently, that You would transform us, that You would help us to see for the first time, or the first time in a long time, what it means to truly love You supremely and to love each other. I call You to record this day, Lord. These dear people and their pastor all together long to hear from You. Lord, we want Your ways above our own ways. We want You, Lord, to be hallowed, set apart in our minds and our thoughts. We would have no other gods before You or beside You. Lord, You alone are God. Help us, Lord. We cannot enter into this discussion without the precious revelation that You have placed before us, Your precious words. And we cannot comprehend this discussion without Your precious illumination. Open our eyes, enlighten our understanding. Help us to see the great and precious glory of our great Lord. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. A wonderful golden thread that runs throughout the Scriptures is the Lord's wonderful statement, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. If you are asking from the Scripture today, how ought things to be? What is the way that things ought to be? Here it is. The Lord says, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. I would ask you that as we press through this series on the Ten Commandments, that we would begin to understand, and you would pray earnestly about this, that we would comprehend in a new way what it means to say that He is our God and that we are His people. And so His will is done on earth as it is in heaven. Because, ladies and gentlemen, this goes beyond this life. When the Lord Jesus Christ was confronting those who opposed Him in Matthew chapter 22, they opposed Him and said, there really is no resurrection. He said, what does it mean to say that the Lord says, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Not I was the God when they were alive, but I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And those who opposed Him on the matter of the resurrection began to recognize immediately that even implicit in those words, that I am, means not only that the Lord is existing, He is self-existent, but there is life beyond this life. And so, when all of us gather together on that sea of glass around the throne of God, described in the book of the Revelation, when we all gather to praise Him and honor Him, that wonderful golden thread will be seen to have gone through all of this life, all of creation, through our very congregation, on to that wonderful day, and we will all say together what the Lord says, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. We learn today from this first commandment that we should have no other gods before God. In the passage I read to you just a few moments ago, there are three wonderful warnings, or should I say, three wonders that warn us. And these wonders are all wonders of our great God. They answer this question: why? Why should I have no other gods but the Lord? Why should I have no other gods? And I hope before this message is over that you will pray earnestly about this, that it will be so practical that we will recognize, even in our modern day society wherein we have no idols that we bow down to that I'm aware of, and yet we must be extremely careful, because in 1 John, it is written, little children, keep yourself from idols. We learn in Ezekiel chapter 14, verses 3 through 7, that there are the idols of the heart, not physical, but spiritual. Idols set up that a man can set up within himself. And so if we are to say that He alone is God, and that we will have no other gods before Him, let's examine today what that means. Let's look first of all then at this first wonder that warns us. This first wonder that warns us. And you began to see, even in the ways that it was laid out in a beautiful illustration form, you saw throughout that as they prepared for the giving of the Ten Commandments, the Lord had laid out very careful precautions that He would be recognized as the separate God, separate from them. The illustration that occurred there on Mount Sinai was to demonstrate His holiness, that is, His separateness, and to demonstrate His power. Can you imagine standing next to a Mount St. Helens before it erupted? This was all to demonstrate His majestic power and control to His people. But I must point out to you, it was all to bring attention to His words. That is, they were not merely to be awed by a spectacle, but really to pay close attention to His words. And if you read ahead, you discover that by the time you get to Exodus chapter 20, verses 19 and 20, they really did receive the point. In fact, they were saying to each other, let not God speak with us lest we die. There is in the Word of God a powerful, powerful illumination of our own souls. John chapter 14 tells us that the Holy Spirit of God convicts us of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Romans chapter 2 tells us that the law of God, and I take that to be this law of God, these Ten Commandments, that the law of God is written in our hearts. There really is no genuine heart protest inside when these are proclaimed. No, there is a desire to suppress them, but not a desire to ignore them, because every man knows intuitively that they are true. The Bible says in Romans 1 that they hold down. It says they, in the King James, it says they hold the truth in unrighteousness. The idea is they hold it down, they suppress it. So let's look at this first wonder that warns us. And you see it laid out before you in verse 16 and following. It came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunderings and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people of that camp trembled. Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the nether part, that is the farthest part away from the mountain. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and the smoke ascended as the smoke of the furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. And the voice of the Lord, in verse 19, called Moses up, and there is one specific issue that the Lord continues to raise, and what is it in verse 20? The Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on top of the mount, and the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mount, and Moses went up, and the Lord God said to Moses, go down and charge the people, lest they break through unto the Lord to gaze, curiosity seekers in a sense, and many of them perish. He says, and let the priests also, in verse 22, which come near to the Lord, sanctify, that is, set themselves apart. He appears to be saying here, not only physical preparations, which they had completed, but also spiritual preparations, setting themselves apart to the Lord. And Moses said in verse 23, the people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for thou chargest us, we set bounds about the mount to sanctify it. The Lord had already told them to do that, and they did do it, and yet still the Lord brings this point home that he is separate. If you're taking notes today, let's note this first. That there are three wonders that warn us, and the first wonder is this: because God is the holy Lord. I'll explain that. Because God is the holy Lord, he gives us a reason, leading to verse 3, you shall have no other gods before him.
Thank you for joining us for Glimpses of Calvary. This is a radio ministry of Calvary Baptist Church, 2000 Broad Avenue in Findlay, Ohio, 45840. That address again is 2000 Broad Avenue, Findlay, Ohio, 45840. Please join us again each weekday at this same time as we look for Glimpses of Calvary.